Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Dav Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Dav Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Avnei Kasef Bois Mikol Mokoim Rabbi Koivlim Mevim Mikol Mokoim Be'elehen Avnei Kasef. Shoulder stones may be removed from anywhere, and a kablan, which is a building contractor, may bring stones from anywhere. These are shoulder stones. Kol She'eni Yechol Linotel Be'achas Yad Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says any stone that cannot be taken with one hand. Rabbi Yosi Omer Avnei Kasef Kashman Kol She'en Nitolis Sholosh Oishtayim Al HaKasef. Rabbi Yosi says it is as their name implies. Whatever is carried on the shoulder, either two or three at a time. Haboyne Gader Benoy Ben Rosh Hashabim Mutter Lahamik Atasela Ma Yaseh Ba'afo. If a person builds a wall between his property and the public property, he may dig down to the bedrock. What should he do with the dirt? Soivoy Bushes Arabim Matkinoy to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says he should pile it up in the public domain and then fix it up by moving it to his own domain. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kadech She'ein Mekalkalin Bushes Arabim Kachla Yitakein Ma'yaseh Ba'afa Soivoy B'Tuch Sadeu Kadech HaMzablin. Kiva says just as one may not even temporarily damage a public domain, so too he should not pile it there. What should he do with the dirt? Pile it in his field in the way of those that fertilize. V'chein HaChoyfeh Bo V'Shech Ro'ara. They also disagree when digging a well, a trench, or a cave. And the Gemara says, Avnei Kasef Bois Mikol Mokoim Afilu Mitoch Sheloi Umekoyblim Mevi Mikol Mokoim Afilu Pochos Me'Avnei Kasef. The Gemara says, shoulder stones may be brought from anywhere, even from his own property, and a kablan may bring from anywhere even stones smaller than shoulder stones. V'chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan L'shona L'beino L'vein Rosh Hasharabim Ha'beino L'vein Chaveiroi Osa B'shvi'is Ava B'moyed Afilu Beino L'vein Rosh Hasharabim Osa B'pilza Shisaga Esa Ofa Ava B'pilza She'en Saga Esa Ofa Muta L'goydra B'shvi'is. V'chiyah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that when the Mishnah permitted digging down to the bedrock, it's referring to a wall between him and the public domain. But between him and his neighbor, it's prohibited in Shvi'is. But on Chol HaMoed, even between him and the public domain is prohibited if the breach is blocked with dirt and thorns that block it. But if it isn't blocked, he may build and close it up in Shvi'is. V'tani kein kol pirtza she'isaga ba'ofar osa l'goydra b'shvi'is u'she'ina saga et ha'ofar muta l'goydra b'shvi'is she'ina machsheles harabim avalim haisa machsheles harabim af api shehi saga should say et ha'ofar muta l'goydra b'shvi'is. We have a bais that supports any breach that's blocked with dirt may not be built in Shvi'is. If it's not blocked, it may be built. This applies when it's not disturbing the public, but if it is, even if it's blocked, it may be built in Shvi'is. Ksiv v'sam derech areinu b'yesha elokim. The question is, why not fix it if the pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Nun Pasuk Chav Gimel and prepare the way, I will show him the salvation of Hashem. Shni hi hacha shiv tikkun v'sofer l'kilkul. The answer is it's different here, because although he might repair, before he does so he brings a pile of dirt to the public domain, and sometimes he might even change his mind and leave it there. The amr v'shim en lokish shol l'zacha l'melucha el al yedei shehi shahaya v'kenem adlikoi ne'er l'rabim. I should say that, as Rav Shimon Lokish said, to support the understanding of the pasuk that we said, Shaul only merited to be king because his grandfather had lit candles for the public to be able to walk to the Beit Medrash and learn at night. Kosev echad oimer b'nei hoiled eskish, because echad oimer b'kish ben Aviel, v'ale Aviel haya shmoi, ala yidei shahaya zekeinoi, madlik ne'er l'rabim v'nikra shmoi ne'er. One pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Aleph, in Perek Ches pasuk Lamed Gimel, ne'er begot kish. Another pasuk says, which is in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, and Kish, son of Aviel. Kish was the father of Shaul. So wasn't Aviel his name, not Ner? Rather, since he, with Shaul's grandfather, would light candles for the public, he was called Ner. Rabbi Avin boy, Achalei Pasku, Avdi Avoida, Malis bo Afa Basich Sadeu, Kedecha Mezablin, where Avin asked the question. At the beginning of the Perek, piling up manure was only permitted when the workers who fertilize the fields stop their work at the end of the season. Do we also have this requirement when piling up dirt to later build the wall? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Hadnalach per meimasai moitzin.